From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Bob Doty reporting. Worries about China's economic growth were sharpened by a disappointing report on the nation's huge manufacturing sector on Tuesday. Prices on the Shanghai market fell sharply at the open, but regained some strength to close at a loss of just under 1.3%, as Chinese officials insisted the situation is under control. Key stock indexes in London, Paris, and Germany were down nearly 3%. U.S. market indexes were off around 2% in midday trading. China's official manufacturing index for August fell slightly to its lowest level since 2012. The developments have been so significant that Japan's finance minister, Taro Aso, suggested on Tuesday that the Chinese economy be a focus of this week's meeting of the group of 20 major economies. Hungarian authorities have shut down Budapest's main train station, stranding hundreds of migrants, mostly from conflict-ridden areas of the Middle East, who are trying to travel on to Austria and Germany. Hundreds of police escorted the migrants out of the Eastern Railway Station and blocked their re-entry on Tuesday after an announcement over the loudspeakers ordered all passengers to evacuate. There were no reports of clashes, unlike earlier in the day when hundreds tried to board a Vienna-bound train but were blocked by police. Austrian authorities say a total of 3,650 migrants arrived in Vienna on Monday. It is the highest daily total this year and the latest in a staggering wave of people seeking asylum in the European Union. At least 19 African Union soldiers were killed in Somalia Tuesday in a car bombing and an assault on their base by the militant group Al-Shabaab. You are listening to the news from the Voice of America. The death toll was provided by a high-ranking Somali official who tells VOA that a similar number of AU soldiers were apparently captured alive by the Al-Qaeda-linked militants. The Islamist militants say they killed dozens of soldiers in the attack on the base located about 120 kilometers south of the capital, Mogadishu. The African Union mission in Somalia, AMISOM, denied reports that Al-Shabaab seized control of the base. U.S. President Barack Obama is hiking on a melting Arctic glacier in Alaska Tuesday as he presses the world to act quickly to cut greenhouse gas emissions. The American leader is in the midst of a three-day visit to the country's remotest state. He is using its scenic but fragile landscape as a backdrop to call attention to a doomsday scenario caused by rising temperatures that leave entire nations and major coastal cities submerged underwater. At the same time, Mr. Obama is calling on the U.S. Congress to move, or rather to approve, a faster track for building a new heavy icebreaker, moving its completion date from 2022 to 2020. As the Arctic waters become more accessible for trade routes and drilling for oil and natural gas, far more ship traffic could be at risk with shifting climate conditions leading to unpredictable freezing seas. Suspect has been arrested who matches the description of the bomber at a Bangkok shrine. The August 17 explosion killed 20 people and injured more than 100 others, many of them Asian tourists. VOA correspondent Steve Herman reports from Bangkok.
National Police Lieutenant General Prawit Tavornshri told reporters the man arrested Tuesday is an important member of the group responsible for the bombing. On a broadcast Tuesday evening carried on all channels, an Army TV newscaster, Second Lieutenant Pareya Netrawichian, said the suspect is likely the man in a yellow shirt seen on closed-circuit television images, leaving a parcel at the Erawan Shrine just prior to the explosion.
The suspect has since been turned into the police for further investigation.
Authorities on Tuesday also released a photograph of a Turkish man and sketches of two other men for whom arrest warrants had been issued for illegal possession of explosives. Steve Herman, VOA News, Bangkok.
The State Department has released another 7,000 pages of Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton's emails sent and received when she was Secretary of State. The controversy over Clinton using a private account instead of a government account apparently has hurt her presidential campaign. Clinton denies sending or receiving any classified emails. The latest opinion poll shows Clinton has lost about 20% of Democratic voter support since May. I'm Bob Doty in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.